Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, man. MySpace.com/ DJ Absolute One.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
No.
Yeah. I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. Touch not touch your wife. Yes, you did that. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Of course. No one to get counted out, man. No one to get counted out. I do feel a bit, you know, disappointed in myself because I was saying it all the way through that Oscar was going to win it and then I changed it at the last minute. I should blame you, Joe, but no, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? I should have went for my gut instinct and said Oscar all the way. I would have got Full House and then I would have got MVP of the week. I would have got praises and all that good stuff, but no, I failed, so I've only got myself to blame. But that's all right, man. Yes, it's a Raw pay-per-view. I'm looking forward to the whole shit, as I'm sure you two are, and I hope you guys are joining in this home. We want to know who you believe is going to win, who's going to big WrestleMania, who's staying in their yard, who's going to get fired. We want to know it all, man. You know what I mean? Follow us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Now, Leon, let's get into this week in wrestling shit, man. You know what I mean? Well. Raw has passed. SmackDown has passed. And the Mixed Match Challenge has passed. NXT, well, yeah, anyway, I only care about that when WrestleMania season comes. I'm gonna be real. Sorry, Wardle. Shout out to him. I think finally he's got his podcast jumping off, finally. Come on, Joe, you gotta support. Come on, support.
I've got to listen because he reckons that all of a sudden he's like Mary fucking Poppins and he's all sweetness and light, which I'm sorry, but no. He is the bitterest man I know. So I just want to see if he can pull it off.
Yeah, it depends how they treat the National Radio Star. But they mess around with that one.
Serial killer, what is that noise in the background, man? Are you walking around? Are you outside?
I'm sat down. What noise?
Damn, it's like
it's like on a material. Are you having a cheeky scratchy balls? Is that what it is?
I am physically just sat here doing nothing. Have you still got the sound?
No, it's gone. I hope it doesn't come back. I think it like comes and goes, but it's definitely coming off your lines, serial killer. But anyway, enough of all that shit, man. Raw. Ah, shit. My stream wasn't working good, so we can't watch it. But we did catch up on YouTube, and from what me hear, so you guys gotta help me out. From what me hear, the Gauntlet match went a good almost 2 hours.
To me, it was worth it. I mean, you had the top contenders in there, the biggest stars.
You
got to see them in action. A Gauntlet match in the WWE is very rare. So, you know, just go with it. What was it to complain about? Doubt a lot of the bullshit.
You know what? I did catch some dry bread on social media. I should mention his name, but for some reason I can't remember. I think his name was Henry Loss or some stupid name like that. Yeah, I just remembered your name, motherfucker. Gauntlet match. What's the point in that? Well, I said to you, Henry. Okay, what would you have done? It took him a few hours to respond because, you know, obviously not everyone lives on Facebook. I would make Elias and Braun Strowman fight and then just do general build-up for the Elimination Chamber. See, that just makes my point right there, man. You know what I mean? Don't complain about something that hasn't happened and you can't book it better. You're dry yourself. Shut the fuck up, man. But what I heard, from what I understand, the Gauntlet match was really good.
It was fantastic because you had a wrestling show with some actual wrestling on it. You know, and it was something completely different that on a one-off is absolutely fine, and it worked brilliantly. Seth Rollins gets MVP for just being in there for over an hour.
Instantly.
Amazing match with Reigns, amazing match with Cena. You know, just flat-out made him look ridiculously good. And from start to finish, it did what it needed to do. You brought Seth Rollins in, so you need to establish him as a top singles competitor again.
Yeah.
Reigns in there having a good match. Cena having a good match.
Yeah.
Miz looked good beating
Finn Balor.
Finn came in, looked good, beat Rollins. you know, and then you had
Miz looked extra sneaky, didn't he? Because, like, you had a...
He managed to score cricket finale on Braun Strowman. What a legend.
Work!
And then you had, obviously, Braun Strowman just destroying people left, right, centre. For
that's
once,
so funny.
There's nothing you can say bad about that Gauntlet match. It went on for way over an hour, showcased that some of the top talents in the company, they all had lots of time to establish themselves. It wasn't like, oh, in for 3 minutes, eat a finisher.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. And it was something completely different, something really imaginative. And it did exactly what it needed to do. I thought it was fantastic. And whilst it's not
that's
something you could do every week, for what it was worth, and what it needed to do, brilliant.
Seth Rollins did that attitude adjustment on John Cena, which I just pissed myself laughing. It was marvellous. Come on, Matt, you have to admit that was probably one of your favourite bits too.
Most of it was my favourite bit. I thought it was all fantastic, but yeah, that was extra cool.
It was good. I've really enjoyed Raw this week, and Gauntlet matches are so very rare that when they do come about, I just sit back and enjoy it. You know what to expect from a Gauntlet match. You know it's going to be a long match, so I don't know why people weren't prepared for that.
I swear, they were just idiots. You know, I was ready to go postal on the group page, you know what I mean, on Henry Lotz. I was going to go in on him, but I thought, no, Grant, play it like this. Ask him what he would have done and see if it would have sounded any better, because the Gauntlet match to me had all seven guys involved to get people hyped, because all these people's already hyped for the women's chamber. We already know how that's going down, you know what I mean? It's like, wow, six women in the chamber? Wow, this is going to be great, wow! You know what I mean? So we already knew that, so they didn't need to build that much more. The guys' chamber now, seven men in there, right? And we are assuming we know who's going to win, right? The chamber, but it's not even about that no more, man. The way that they put all seven guys together and got them all involved and had Seth Rollins really smash it in there for a good hour and even hold his own against Elias, but then, you know, Elias had to just, you know, finish him off, you know what I mean? And even then, Elias was mashed up with his ribs and shit. So, nah, man, I say kudos to all seven guys, man. For real. You gotta complain about that, you're the one with the problem. Matter of fact, complaining WrestleMania season? Fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here, get stuff wrong. That's why I'll challenge you. You know what I mean? What would you have done better? Oh, I would have been Elias and Braun Strowman have a feud. You're dumb, Ross.
You got people complaining, going, oh, there's not enough wrestling on the show, all the matches are too short. No,
here you are.
Yeah, people haven't got enough time to establish themselves, and then you go and give them a 2-hour wrestling epic and people are still complaining. Shut your slut mouth.
Matt. I mean, exactly. This is what you want, right? This is what you want. We want wrestling. We want wrestling. They gave you 2 hours of that shit. 1 hour belonging to Seth Rollins. Because Seth Rollins was like, nah, man, I want to be Monday Night Rollins. I mean, fuck all this shit. I'm going to be Monday Night Raw. You know what? I want to know what the end game with Seth Rollins is. And I'm glad, you know, I want to give a shout out to the Soul and Sports Pacific crew, because I didn't know this. There was rumours going around that Seth Rollins was injured as well. He could have a minor injury as well and could have missed WrestleMania. I was thinking, where did that come from? Too much dirt sheets. Stop reading the shits, man. Seth Rollins just went in there and killed it, man. And come out in one piece. So yeah, I've got
a theory on Seth Rollins' end game, but we'll come to that with the Elimination Chamber prediction.
Yeah, please.
I've got a very good idea of what the Mania cards are gonna be.
Yeah.
Not due to dirt sheets, just off my own initiative, and I'm loving life right now. That's all I'm gonna say. But I will wait for predictions.
Please do, Matt. I really. You know what? For that, Matt, you will go last. I know Chad's not here, and he'll probably have crazy things to say. But Matt, as far as the men's chamber, you will go last. Just remind me, just in case I forget. I mean, that's how
she'll remember. Goes. She's a woman. She'll remember.
She'll remember.
I remember.
She'll remember everything.
She'll remember. She's an elephant. Because then I would have been sad.
Joe, you remember everything.
I'll never call you an elephant, Joe.
Oh, shit, man. Oh. I mean, that's what you want, right? We want wrestling, and they gave you all that and more, man. You're like, word up, man. Is it an anonymous decision, then, that Seth Rollins is our MVP of the week? I mean...
Yeah, absolutely. The guy comes out, hasn't wrestled many singles matches in, well, this year, really, and goes out and goes over an hour with Roman and Cena.
And beat them.
I mean, let's be honest, Seth Rollins pulled off an Iron Man match, pretty much. We did.
He did?
Over. 5 minutes over he went.
Yeah, he did. He was like Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, man. They went an hour, and he went no falls, and he went sudden death, and I think he went over sudden death time as well. Huh?
Yeah, he lasted, I think it was 1 hour, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Which, I mean, it's so good.
There's no question about it, man. Take a bow, Seth. I'd love to know what Matt's got to say about this, man, because for that, you got to be rewarded in some way. You know what I mean? Because, and Jason Jordan at the game was truly a blessing. Jason Jordan was holding your ass back, man. You know what I mean? I'm tempted to give Jason Jordan a bitch of the week, but no, I have somebody else in mind. With that said, Joe Biatch of the week, because we've already covered the MVP.
Okay, then, right, and I've got a good reason. Again, my bitch of the week is feminist.
Oh, no, not again!
Yes, but I've got a good reason, okay. Now, uh-oh. I've got a theory.
Here we go.
Right. To make the feminists happy, KFC turned Colonel Sanders into a woman. Okay?
You're lying.
And then soon after, it's true, Colonel Sanders is now a woman in the advert.
You're lying!
KFC has run out of chicken. Coincidence? I think so. Has sabotaged KFC.
Oh my shit. Now.
That's my belief, and I'm sticking to it.
Now, this is the part where I ask you what this got to do with wrestling, but I do remember that wrestling, they do, the KFC sponsor them. They sponsor them powerfully. You see that?
Echo, what do you eat every WrestleMania?
I know back in the day when it was my family, it was the KFC.
There was
no doubt about it. Back in the day, my family, you know what I mean, the Attitude Era, the WrestleMania 15, WrestleMania 16, or I hated that one, WrestleMania 17, WrestleMania 18, 19, 20, 21, not 22, but up to 21, right? 21, 23 as well. KFC was ordered. Guaranteed. KFC was ordered. Along with some pizzas as well. And a bottle of Pepsi.
The feminists have ruined that for you now.
You see,
feminists or feminists.
Well, I've got a question for you, Joe, right? As far as KFC, what does this mean about the imitation joints like Dixie Chicken? Do you have like places like Dixie Chicken and all that in Newcastle?
We have like SFC.
Yeah, yeah.
Fried chicken?
Yeah, yeah.
They will be rubbing their fucking hands, won't they? Because that's where they're getting their chicken.
So, okay, so just to clarify, their shops are still open, yes?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to check there, man, for the Elimination Chamber after this podcast is all said and done. I'm going to check there because me hungry. I want my Elimination Chamber chicken. You see what I'm saying? That's how it's going. That's called Dixie Southern Fried.
I haven't used KFC since... Terry got a Kentucky Fried Rat with the mouse.
Lord have mercy.
And they stopped doing biscuits in the UK.
That's not good, is it? No, sir. Hey, yo.
Everybody's like, biscuits, what are you on about? And I'm like, I'm telling you, in the 90s, you went to KFC and you get them delicious biscuits. Now I have to bake my own.
No, sir. No, man. Come on, KFC. Fix up, man. I mean, come on, man. You know what I mean? It's like, shit. That's my childhood right there, man. That's my childhood. When my mom was pregnant with me, she had KFC, Ribena, and Jaffa Cakes, okay? That's what she was paying for. That's what she was eating. That's what she was living on. Come on, back in the day when it was called Kentucky Fried Chicken, okay? Come on, son. Oh, shit, man. That does kind of hurt me, but at least there's Dixie's, at least there's a Southern Fried Joint. I'm happy about that, man. You know, I didn't think I was going to talk about that on the show, you know, but it does work because 347-637-3859 is a number not to call on this show. Might not be it sounds like I'm taking a piss, but I'm really not, because if people try to listen in and they try to phone in and they can't get through, and then they don't realise that this show is already pre-recorded, and that's why I say that, okay? You know what I mean? Might not have
to... remember not to call, because we don't give a shit about your opinion. Yeah!
Oh, sick! Oh, that's wrong, man.
That's how you're going to come out with?
Mike Knox would have he would have hit me up and said, yo, don't take the piss out of a phone number, man. Don't take the piss out of a phone number. But obviously he hasn't done that because obviously he shows us that it's a success, so it still works. So with that said, 347-637-3859 is a number I wish you could call, but you can't call because this is a pre-recorded show. Serial killer, who is your bitch of the week? I can't believe them in the colonel of female. What sort of shit is that, man? Ah. Bitch of the week, serial killer.
It's a tough one. There's not like a standard. I'd say the jobbers, the Bludgeon Brothers beat her.
Oh no!
They got dumpstered. They got power slammed outside the ring. Then one got power slammed on top of him. Then Roman got power slammed on top of both of them. Or Harper got power slammed on top of both of them. And then they got ruined again.
Mm-mm.
Like, they just got a grade A ruining on live TV.
They did.
I've got to give it to them because like they probably haven't woken up yet.
You know what? I nearly awarded the Bitch of the Week to the Bludgeon Brothers themselves. You know, because you know that's what the storyline seemed to be going. It seemed to be going that way. That they were going to be fighting. They'd be the next challengers for the Usos titles. And then next, you know, Daniel Bryan switches it up and he's like, nah, I'm going to have Benjamin and Gable fight the New Day, and the winner out of them fight the Usos at Fastlane. And it turns out that the New Day won, and I'm there thinking, hold on, they dropped the cell on these guys last year. It's like, that should be the end for them. Them guys shouldn't fight again. What is this? Daniel Bryan, what are you doing? Brothers and Brothers should be next. And I would have called them the bitch, but I do have somebody else in mind. I really do. So Joe's got the feminist. Oh, flipping hell, man. I mean, it's bad, you know, because, Joe, it's like, if a female is called a chicken, why do they want the colonel to be a female? If you call a female a chicken head, that is not a compliment. Not a compliment.
You chopped up a penis and Kentucky fried it.
So the feminists are okay with a female, with the colonel being a chicken head. Like, seriously.
I don't know how feminists work.
Feminists, chicken head is not a compliment. Look up chicken head in the Urban Dictionary and you'll find out what it means. It's not good, I'm telling you now. Why would you want a female to be the colonel? You go back in history, you might as well turn Hitler into a female and he's dead in the ground. You might as well turn the Ultimate Warrior into a female and he's dead in our ground. Come on, son! Oh, no. You know who my bitch of the week is, Joe?
Who?
Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke.
Interesting.
Why?
Oh, man. Oh, dear. I should feel sorry for her in a way. It's like, yo, she was on the Twitter. I think some fans actually brought it up to Dana's attention. Dana seen it on her Twitter and she's like, hell yeah, that's true. So she kind of tweeted out to Kurt Angle, Triple H, and the whole crew, look, there's 7 guys in the Elimination Chamber, so why don't you put 7 women in the Elimination Chamber? Let me be the 7th person. I want to go in there too. Why are you overlooking talent? You're overlooking me. What is this? So here's me thinking, okay, so on Raw, Kurt Angle's going to be like, oh, you know what, that's true. Okay, Dana, I'll give you an opportunity. But from what I understand, that didn't even happen. They just looked at it and thought, anyway, Dana, toppy nice. So now there's still six girl in our chamber, and Dana's not even getting in there. What sort of shit is that?
The feminists are going to hear that, I'm telling you. They're going to speak bad. They're going to shut down McDonald's next. They're going to steal all the burgers.
Well, they can shut down McDonald's. We're like, don't touch Burger King. And do something about KFC, man, because that's what I want.
Burger King.
Yo, leave my Burger King alone, okay? Leave my Burger King, leave my Nando's. The Nando's still getting their chicken.
Nando's still getting their chicken. It makes me wonder, right? Are KFC using cats? Because every other chicken place is A-OK, apart from KFC. Are they using cats?
This is really upsetting, man. I mean, KFC is my childhood, Joe. It's my childhood. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you now, if I also went to KFC in the last month or two, right? And if what I ate, because I enjoyed what I ate, and if that was a cat or a dog or a rat or whatever it was, it tasted damn good. I don't give a fuck. It was like Iceland with the horse meat. You know what I mean?
Aldi or Lidl or something. I think it was Aldi because I bought a load of meat from Aldi and Terry was like, Tesco. Are you going to get rid of it? Tesco. I bought some meat and Terry was like, are you going to get rid of it? It was in the freezer. I was like, fuck no, I've probably seen it before. I'll eat it again.
Yo, I'm telling you right now, man, if that was horse meat that I've been eating from Iceland or Aldi or wherever it was, right, and it tasted a lick, then, hey, I ain't got no problems, okay? I ain't got no problems with that shit, man. Word up, man. If you
does solve the mystery of what happened to Shergar. He probably just ate them.
Oh, people are too health conscious these days, man. I've noticed the health conscious ones are the ones that end up dead. Crap, buddy, we've got to move on, man. Real quick before we hit the break and the predictions and all that. Joe, you've been entertaining me off the grid. So I want you to unleash to the entire world this week's Get in the Chair Award. This one's fantastic, people.
Jake Flair. Right, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at Sensational Joe, which many people do. See that plug? That was excellent. That
it was,
right.
And you have to pay those bills, so, yeah.
So, Ric Flair comes sliding into me DMs, and I'm thinking, hold on a second, and then I'm like, that's not Ric Flair. So he read some messages, and it was like, hello, my beloved fan, and I'm thinking, this guy sounds like one of them Jews, one of them Indian Jews. Yeah, that's going to ask us for money.
Way too respectful to be Ric Flair.
Yeah, but if it was Ric Flair, he would have asked for news by now.
Was he
really
in a foreign accent?
Well, you see, with being DMs, you can't pick up their accent. But the way he was speaking, I said to Michael, I'm sure he's going to ask us for money. It's going to be like one of these whole, I fell on star times and I will love you long time if you send me money. I thought it was going to be one of them. So anyway, I kept on talking to him and he was asking how long I've been a fan, beloved fan and all this. And I was just answering normally. And then he asked me what I did. You seem very nice. What do you do? And I went, for a job. I'm a taxidermist. Because I was like, what's the most bizarre job I can think of? Stuffing dead animals. I was like, oh, I'm a taxidermist. He's never messaged me back since then. If I can get this to go any further, I'm going to post a whole lot on Twitter.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, big Ric Flair, legendary DM. Kind of disappointed it wasn't the real Ric Flair. In fact, extremely disappointed because I would have sent him news if it was the real Ric Flair.
Yeah. And the joke is, you want to go carry the bloody
I never thought of that, Matt. Well, I think a Ric bit for anybody's deserving, it's Ric Flair. For anybody deserving and you, other than my husband, it's Ric Flair. And I do think my husband would be okay with me sending you to Ric Flair.
It's an exception.
Of course he would.
Yeah.
Your husband would be over the moon. Like, yes.
I just do what you want. Just make an old man happy. That's Ric Flair.
Oh my.
Yeah, it was probably still an
actually.
Happy and dead. Just a murder. Murder by you.
Joe will make him happy. Dead happy.
You see, this is like a get in the chair / Ric Flair file special.
Oh, Michael. You do need to discuss, guys. Jim Cornette.
Oh,
I have to say. Yeah, I have to say I had such terrible guilt and remorse, and at one point I was almost crying.
Whoa, John. Before you get into that, let's put this fake Ric Flair account in the chair, because that's where he deserves to go. Right, now people, do not fall in this trap. You know how it runs on Twitter. If you know how it runs on the Twitter, a public figure will usually have a blue tick by their name, which means verified, real, okay? Yeah, I mean, that means it's them tweeting or their representative tweeting, all right? That's how it goes, official blue tick. If that so-called celebrity does not have a blue tick by their name, chances are it's not real, people. You see, this the real nature boy Ric Flair, he goes by the handle at Ric Flair, NATR boy, okay? Key letters, NATR. The guy that was messaging Joe on the DM, I don't know why they call it private DMs, because in this day and age, you can screenshot everything and show people.
Which I did.
Right? This imposter, watch out for him, people, his handle is at Ric Flair, N-A-T, boy. So it's missing the R. And even worse, he's got a fake phone number, he's got certain details on it, that's fake and shit. You don't even need to go that far, but just know that there's no tick there, that's enough to tell you that it's not verified, it's not official account. And all Joe did was play along and until she dropped that taxidermist. I didn't know what a taxidermist was until you told us.
Yeah, stuffed dead animals. I had to think of the most random thing I could think of.
Oh my god. And the record must have picked up on the other end of the line for, I thought you were going to say bottle. Oh, shit. There goes my dude's line. You got caught, man. You got caught good and proper, man. You're fucking with the wrong award winner. Fake cast, Dick Ric Flair, nature boy.
Get your chair.
Oh, that shit is funny, man. Oh, man. Hey, yo, the final thing. Joe, what's going on with the gin corn? Oh, no. Get it right, Grant. Get it right. The calendar of the corpse of Cornette.
Right, I've come to the conclusion that I'm not really put out for prediction death because Jim Cornette got a Twitter ban. I'm not sure why.
Whoa!
Yeah, he was off Twitter like for a few days or something. And I don't know how long it was for exactly, but I know like I didn't see him. And then the panic set in and it was like, shit, he's dead. They're just saying it's a Twitter ban. No, in fact, he's dead and they're just not telling us. I got myself so upset. I have feelings of actual guilt. And it was like, you think I've got a knife and stuck it in him? I was like, lying on bed. I was like, oh my god, I've killed Jim Cornette. And I felt so bad. So I've come to the conclusion, right? I'd never make a good serial killer. I'd be really shit at it. And, or any type of murderer. And that fact, I might have fell in love slightly with Jim Cornette. Like, not in a romantic love, but like a kind of I'd really fancy you. Like, you would be a pet dog, really. And I think I'd be genuinely sad if anything happened to him now, because I followed him, like, so much. And, yeah, I love Jim Cornette. I don't want him to die. And so, I'm happy to take the chair for my sins if he doesn't die, because I'd rather take the chair than have Jim Cornette die.
So, Joe, what do you want to do about this situation? Do you want to continue this for the rest of the year and make it awareness instead of actual
yeah, we make it awareness.
Make it awareness, all right?
Just keep an update, yeah. I'll keep you informed of what he's been up to, because I don't want him to die. And then I feel really bad if he did die. I'd be
We don't want any wrestling figure to die. Not one of them. We want him to live forever, but we all know that that just cannot be possible. It just cannot be done. And it's a damn shame. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit.
There's always a Twitter ban, it's not very surprising, because Jim Cornette, but then it's like, but what if he has died? I'd be all like, I felt so bad, I just couldn't have it. And then that's when I was like, lying on the bed, and I was like, should I have to go to a corner? And then I felt like something leaving my body, and then I realised that Shard no longer possessed me, now I'm a nice person again.
Out-of-body experience.
The Shard possession is over, I'm back to being a nice person again now.
I wonder how long that's going to last, people. Answers on the postcard, please. Let us know on Twitter, man, at Jams Podcast, JAMMS Podcast, hashtag. We can edit that out. Yeah, I said we're going to go into a break, but I just thought of one more thing. You know what I mean? Because you know you got Jim Cornette. Yo, no, anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation. And Serial Killer, what are your thoughts on Jeff Jarrett? He licked the Hall of Fame now.
I think for an overall contribution to wrestling, he deserves his place there. But
Which I agree with.
In terms of just his WWE stuff, then no, there's people far more deserving. China, for goodness sake, she needs to be inducted.
I've been hearing people complaining about that.
As an overall contribution to our beloved entertainment, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The guy's done so much from, you know, the days in WCW, essentially founding TNA, and now look at all the big stars who, you know, were massive stars in TNA and are now at the WWE.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Just to name two massive stars.
Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode. So, yeah, on an overall level, yes, absolutely, but I couldn't really care less about his WWE stint.
But see there?
On the whole, yeah, absolutely deserved.
I felt the same way, because I know the way they're packaging it on WWE TV, obviously they're just focused on his WWE shit, and you know what I mean. I know when he was in WWE, I didn't give a fuck about him. And then when Austin came out and gave him a stunner, right, that sweet me, because Deborah wanted to show the world her puppies, and everyone's like boo, because he kept covering her up and everything. And then Austin would come out and give him a stunner for it. And at the time, I didn't understand why that was happening. I didn't know why Austin every week was coming out giving Jeff Jarrett a stunner for no reason. And then I learned somewhere along the way that Austin and Deborah was actually doing something. I was like, oh shit, no way. But yeah, for his WWE run, nah. But I'm reviewed as far as a whole wrestling thing. I'm finding the TNA and bringing out new stars and everything. I think he does deserve to go in there. The China thing. Boy, I don't know what you want to do, wrestling fans. Do you want to do a petition? What do you want to do? Because British Bulldog should have been there from how long? There's a petition going out for him, and up till now, he's still not in there, okay? So, boy, as far as China, boy, you know, maybe we should find out. Maybe we should do something. Who's going to get in there first, the British Bulldog or China? that shit is crazy, man. Joe, thoughts real quick on this whole thing. Jeff Jarrett.
Right. There's only one thing I want in this world.
Uh-oh.
It's the only thing I'll say about the Jeff Jarrett thing. I want him to show up on the night of Hall of Fame to do his little speech, be completely pissed, and throw tackle shots at everybody. It's my one, like, lasting image of Jeff Jarrett is being pissed, throwing tackle shots. I want him to do it the whole film.
You know what? I want to know who's going to be.
At least it be shown on a clip.
You know what? I want to know who's going to induct him.
Bruce Pritchard, isn't it?
Not Kurt Angle.
Not Kurt. Who did you say, Joe?
Not Kurt Angle. Isn't that Bruce Pritchard going to do it?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean...
I think he's most likely. Because they'll not be Matt Hardy either, will it? Christ.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, man. No way.
You could be able to cut the tension with a knife.
Mm-mm.
Hall of Fame, right?
Well, the Grant says this, right? The Grant says this. This goes out to Kurt Angle, Danny Bryan, Shane McMahon. Don't get fired. Because if you do, guess who will be the next general manager? I'm just saying. I don't know what's... To be fair, I don't know what's going on with Global Force Wrestling. I don't know what's going on with that all. They changed the Impact. I don't know what the hell they're doing with that shit, alright? I really don't know.
I watched Impact the other night. Honest to God, I watched Impact.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
You watched that over SmackDown?
No, it was on at like 12:30 or something. Pop or something. And I was like, what the shit? Because I've got like normal telly upstairs. So I was like flicking through, I was in bed. Like, what the shit? And I think I lasted about 20 minutes. I was quite proud of myself for lasting that long.
Flipping hell, shit. I should give you MVP in a week just for that. You know what I mean?
Damn right you should. MVP in the fucking year.
Word up, man. There's only one time I said I can check. I've checked the TNA properly. Actually, willingly went out my way to watch the TNA, and that was, I think it was like a women's, there was a women's only pay-per-view going on or something, and that's the only time I tuned in, like, truly, really and truly. I was like, yeah, man, I want to see the girl then fight. That was that, my word up. I got my Dottie Boy on, and that's what I did, man, word up. Hey, enough of all that shit! When we come back after the break, y'all know what it is, man. The Elimination Chamber, you know what I mean? Eric Bischoff's creation, amplified. Two matches. Did Eric Bischoff ever think that there's going to be women in this motherfucker? This is going to be his career. I know he didn't like the whole idea of the head in the cell, two girls going in the head in the cell. I know he didn't like that shit. Eric Bischoff, I want to hear from you, motherfucker. Do you like the idea of six women going in your creation? That's what I want to know. Check us after the break. Ha. We'll be back. After Jim Cornette pays his bills, you pay your bills, you keep your Twitter, you keep your Twitter on. You don't pay your bills, you get locked off. Okay, don't be scaring people like that, man. That ain't funny, homie. You know what I mean? Trying to get you in the Hall of Fame and all sorts of shit.
You will bear witness to the Elimination Chamber. Six Raw superstars for the World Heavyweight Title. An ingenious creation from the mind of Eric Bischoff.
Sunday, inside the Elimination Chamber, for the first time ever, seven men will battle. The winner faces Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania.
I will go on to WrestleMania! This is the year of the men!
I won the championship. I never lost.
I'll be the last one standing!
Rock with the Lion!
I want to be the man one more time!
The Elimination Chamber can't stop me.
Who's going to main event WrestleMania?
WWE Elimination Chamber, live 1 week from Sunday on WWE Network. 1 week from Sunday, inside the Elimination Chamber.
Alexa Bliss will be defending her championship in the first ever all-women's Elimination Chamber match.
Wow! Can you believe this?
Six women will compete.
Your new Raw Women's Champion! I proved that I can go the distance.
Put your hair up and square up. Who's going to take their eyes off of me? championship? I've won them.
I'm the Raw Women's Champion. I deserve respect.
WWE Elimination Chamber. Live 1 week from Sunday on WWE Network. I'm doing the work, I'm spending the time. I hustle to make it. I gotta go shine.
Go!
Sounds a load of shit, actually, doesn't it? But just to be on those bullshit, if I win, you have to leave. And then Bray Wyatt will just go back to SmackDown. That's all it would
be. Yeah, they've got the Superstar Shake-Up, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Well, all right then, Tua, can I write this down if you haven't wrote it already? I agree with you. I'm going to go for Matt Hardy for the win because Bray Wyatt won the last one. And then it goes to the final deletion match. And I need to find out what this final deletion is. I know people made a lot of noise about it. And maybe they're building all that up for the WrestleMania storyline. I believe that's what's going
to
happen.
So for the road to come, as well, do you think? WrestleMania?
Nah, it's too early for his shoulder injury. There's no way he'll be back in time.
But is he not just slightly after? I mean, he wasn't in it that long. He's been out a long time for shoulder injury.
It's a rotator cuff. It's normally about 9 months.
I think jokes are involved somewhere.
Nah. Who's your prediction, Joe, for this match?
Matt Hardy.
Alright, so we all go for Matt Hardy, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Very good, very good. Next match. I like this one already. Shad's favourite. Nia Jax. Oh, yeah. Versus the Empress of Tomorrow. The Royal Rumble winner. Asuka. If Nia Jax wins, she will also be inserted into the match at Big WrestleMania. And also she breaks Asuka's streak. Alright. I'm going last on this one. Joe, since you don't care about women's matches, or so it seems, who you got?
Now I've got a whole TV on this. Asuka's gonna win.
Yeah.
Because Nia Jax is still not... can still not handle, like, the endurance that a big Mania match would entail. She gets out of breath so quick. She's not in the great shape. Do you not see Nia Jax in a big Mania match?
I actually do. I really
do. Oh, come on. Did you not see her? When was it?
She just lifted...
All she did was lift somebody up, and who was it? God, I can't remember.
I know it was a few weeks ago.
What I said was, literally, all she's done is come in the ring, lift somebody over her shoulders, come out the ring, she walked up the ramp, and she was doing, like, a little speech bit. They were, like, interviewing her, and she could hardly talk. She was in, like, could not get a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And the sweat was pissing out of her, and I was like... Not knocking out because of our weight, because look at the likes of Kevin Owens, Dusty Rhodes, and things like that. Just, I don't think she has endurance, which is needed for a Mania match. I'd love to see her. I love Nia Jax. But I think she needs to get her stamina up. So Asuka for the win.
You hear that, Shad? She's got to get her stamina up. Where are you, Shad? You know what I mean? Maybe later on, Joe, I might need you to call Shad's name. No, was it Serial Killer's name that you mentioned five times and then Shad appeared? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's when I tried to call for Serial Killer.
Well, it's always you I really want.
It's your name, baby.
Yo, that's a true story, you know, Serial Killer. Joe called your name five times. Right, on the previous show, right, on the BDSI network. You have to go check it out, find it somewhere. She called your name five times and Shad appeared. It was freaky as hell.
Like, literally straight after I started finishing calling your name.
And I legit...
Yeah, I'm freaked out.
I was legit scared. I was like, oh, shit!
It's like, hold on, Undertaker
sitting
up shit, I'm telling
you. Yeah, man, the bell tolls and shit, man. I was like, oh, shit. man, that's a good breakdown there, Joe, as far as Nia Jax. Nia Jax versus Asuka, Matt Sacco.
Ooh, it's tempting to think that WWE would have a big push for Nia, have a beat Oscar, and go into the triple threat match at Mania. Not to win the title, but as a genuine threat. But I do think to have your Royal Rumble winner then lose their next proper match would just be stupid. They need to continue to build for Oscar to make the match even more sort of must-see. So I've gone for Oscar because I think it'd just be stupid booking to have her lose.
Agreed.
So Oscar's going to win this one, go into Mania and just beat the crap out of Alexa Bliss.
Agreed. Agreed. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa,
I think
whoa.
It's going to be Ronda breaks that streak. If it's anybody,
yeah.
I think it'll be Ronda.
Yeah, I agree there. I believe Ronda's going to be the one to break Oscar's streak. Without a shadow of a doubt, man. Without a shadow of a doubt, but it's going to be very interesting going forward, you know what I mean? Because I'm glad you mentioned that, because it goes on to my prediction, and it also goes on to the news that did break. It started off as a rumour, and now it's officially broken that after WrestleMania, every pay-per-view going forward will be double-branded. Raw and SmackDown's doing... Yeah.
It makes sense, though, cause there's points in the year where the one brand, it's got 6 weeks to wait until it builds for a pay-per-view, which is kind of a bit too long, really, 6 weeks. It's a long time to try and build something to a pay-per-view.
I mean, you see, the thing is, this is a result of fans talking about there's too many pay-per-views. So I think they've cut them down, but they've combined the brands. And personally, I prefer it that way. I know there's going to be some wrestlers, some stars that's going to be dissed. You know what I mean? They won't be finding themselves on the card for whatever reason and this, that, and the third. But to that, I say this, man. Yo, superstars, step your game up. If you want to be on the pay-per-view, you got to work your ass off. You got to pull off some wild shit in the ring. You know what I mean? For the higher ups to say, yeah, put them in the pay-per-view. Yeah, put that guy in the pay-per-view. Put that girl in the pay-per-view. Do that, man. Do this, do that, man. You know what I mean? Wrestling fans, you can talk all day about, oh, this guy doesn't get a chance, this girl doesn't get a chance, and now they're combining the pay-per-views, and part of this is your fault. Because you're the one who's like, cut down the pay-per-views. Stop looking at me like, shit, we are doing too much. Gotta listen to the fans somehow, some way. Okay, let's cut them down, but we combine the shows and then make the pay-per-views like longer, like three, 4 hours and shit. I heard 5 hours at one point. I thought, nah, it can't be no 5 hours, surely. No way, not.
No, that'd kill me to try and watch that.
5 hours for a backlash? Nah. No way. Nah, that cannot be so. I think it will be. I'm guessing it will be like 3.5 hours, 4 hours max, if anything. You know what I mean? Give or take 15 minutes or whatever. Which brings me to
The problem is with wrestling fans. Do you think the pay-per-view should be like the Special Olympics, where everybody should get a chance to shine? But in fact, it doesn't work like that. Your pay-per-view should be the best of the best.
Yeah, that's true. You got to work hard so you can get on that shit.
You're going to get better matches, yeah?
I think also they could cram more in if they cut out some stupid segments they put on pay-per-views for no reason.
Can do.
You know, like little celebrity guest spots, little interviewee spots. Like, if they sort of cut that crap out, they could fit easily another one or two matches in.
I guess so.
I think if they just think about the way the presentation of stuff, they could easily fit more matches in if they cut out just crappy segments that don't need to be in a pay-per-view.
Yeah, man, for real. I mean, and other times when they're definitely the advertising, you know what I mean? Like, after each match, they like to advertise their network, don't they, and things like that, and everything that they stand for with the, you know what I mean, with the outside stuff. Sometimes...
Yeah, like, they can have 10 minutes between matches, normally, just waffling on nonsense that we don't need, and like, if they just cut that just a little bit per match, that's an extra half an hour they'd probably save.
But at the same time,
I was going to say, if you ditch off Susan G. Coleman, finally bury the Warrior, you're done. Loads of time saved. Loads of time.
But I think as well, I think they do that because I think they do that because of whatever they're going to do in between matches. You know what I mean? Because to be honest, I need to attend one of these. I'd love to attend a wrestling pay-per-view, you know, a WWE pay-per-view, and see how it really works when a match finishes and then when a match is about to begin. I really want to know what happens in between, like, as far as in the ring. Because what we've seen on the TV, we've seen adverts and promos and this, that, and the third. I want to know what happens in the ring. You know what I mean? That's all, man. It's an interesting one, man. But let's see what they do going forward. All right, which it does bring me to this prediction, though. Right. I said, and I've said this on previous shows, and I stick by it. I believe Nia Jax is going to lose, but she still finds herself in the match at WrestleMania, in the women's title match. I think Nia Jax will actually go in against Asuka, or Asuka makes Nia Jax look good, whichever the case, right? I believe that Asuka will switch it on them and not go for Alexa Bliss and instead go for Charlotte's title. Because Charlotte's, what's going to happen is Charlotte's going to defeat Ruby Riott at the Fast Lane. I stand by that without a doubt. You know what I mean? And then Charlotte's going to come on SmackDown the next day and be like, I beat the Riott squad, I beat them all, I beat everyone who is to beat. Shout out to Becky and Naomi, my good friends, but I beat everyone who is to beat. I'm still the queen of this shit. And then that's when the Empress comes out. It'll be like the queen versus the Empress of tomorrow.
I think that's when Ronda Rousey will come out, though, I think. Because there's already a kind of a storyline between her and Charlotte anyway.
There is, but I cannot see Ronda. I cannot see Ronda in a title match. But we're going to get into straight away. I can't see that because that will guarantee complaining on the internet. But with that said, you know what? I'm going to keep an eye on that situation, though, man, because we're going to talk about that in a minute as well.
Can I just ask, did anybody see the Ruby Riott leaked news?
Oh, God, no! I don't want to see that shit! No! No! Oh, hell no! I didn't see Paige's sex videos. I sure as hell don't want to see Ruby Riott. And I think that, you know what I mean? I think that Paige is ugly. But at the same time, I think Paige is prettier than Ruby Riott. So with that said, oh, hell to the no!
Yeah, I can't either. I'm glad, but you know what? Yes. They're normally right. I'm a girl, but if I'm not sleep news, I still want to see them. But like, this time I was like, fuck no.
Oh my God, no! No, I don't want to see that shit. No. No. Oh, my God, no. You know what I mean? Like, I know when Charlotte's news got leaked out, I heard she hasn't got the prettiest of bodies. People know that I fancy Charlotte.
Yeah, I saw Charlotte.
Yeah.
Look at me as a woman. What can I say? But, Ruby Riott, I was like, fuck no. Don't want to see.
But you know what I mean, in the case of Charlotte would still get it from me, you know what I mean, she reminds me of certain people I know in real life, and because of that, Charlotte would get it. Now, that's Charlotte, but Ruby Riott, I don't want to see that girl, I don't want to see that girl on TV, much less on Naked. I don't want to see that shit, come on, man, oh, hell no. Back to my point, man. I believe Charlotte's going to fight Asuka, right? Because Asuka wants to fight the best. Charlotte wants to fight the best. I think that's how it's going to go there. I think it'll be inter-promotional thing. You know what I mean? With the pay-per-views being double-branded going forward, right? I believe that's where it's going to go. All right? That's what I think. I think that Nia Jax will still find herself in the title match against Alexa Bliss. But I also think, I've said this before, I also think that Sasha Banks and Bayley will find themselves in that match as well, making it a fatal four-way, right, on some friend versus friend shit, and it'll be like four ways. And that's, I'll get to Alexa Bliss later, all right? That's how that goes. Ronda Rousey, I'll talk about her in a minute. In fact, I'll leave it up to you guys. Because the Women's Rumble was last, should we make the Men's Chamber last to call? In fact, yeah, that's what we will do. That is what we will do. We will talk about the Women's Chamber now. Right? Alexa Bliss is the champion. Sasha Banks, Bayley, Mickie James, Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville, the challengers. All in the chamber. Dana Brooke does not get a look in unless she assaults somebody backstage big time and finds herself in the match. Which I highly doubt that's going to happen. So, serial killer. No. Yeah. Serial killer. You will go first. Because I said that you will go last on the men's chamber. You will go first. The women's chamber match. Who do you think's won this match?
It's very, very unlikely there's going to be a big title change just before WrestleMania. I think it's a sort of match that's made for sort of the Alexa Bliss type heel to sort of steal, scrape, scratch, claw a victory here.
Yeah.
You know, come out looking strong, but at the same time develop that sort of character of opportunist, and just steal a victory and just make it out alive. I just can't see a title change coming this close to Mania, so I'm gonna go with Alexa Bliss. Although wouldn't have much of an argument over Bayley or Sasha Banks winning, except for the fact that they then probably lose straight away at Mania. Kind of make no sense in the title change hands in the first place. So yeah, Alexa Bliss is the only real move that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. In my eyes, anyway, I don't know what anyone else thinks.
Yeah, Joe, what do you think?
I'd say I was going to say pretty much exactly the same as Matt. I totally agree with what you said. That's how it's going to go down.
Yeah?
Good.
Yeah. So, what have you got on the scorecards? So, you're both saying Alexa Bliss?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You might as well make that three times. Might as well put that for me as well. Alexa Bliss to win, to scrape it, to, I don't know, crawl out of a pool of her own blood and put her arm and put her arm over Bayley or something like that. I don't know, but it's an elimination chamber, isn't it? So Alexa Bliss to win. Now, however, there is a case for Sasha. Maybe Sasha losing may tip her over the edge. Because Sasha's on it like, I'm going to WrestleMania as champion, and that's how it's going. I'm main eventing WrestleMania as a champion. That's how it's going, okay? Sasha Banks, watch this going forward, man. Oh, my days. That's how it's going. Hey, yo, Serial Killer, have you wrote all that down?
Yeah, all written down, all set in stone.
All set in stone, fantastic. All right, here we are. Ronda Rousey signs her contract. They've made this a segment on the pay-per-view, not on Raw.
This means someone's gonna come down to the ring and interrupt it.
Yes. Joe, who did you say it was going to be?
Well, I think the first thought would have been Stephanie McMahon, but it's like, nah, it's not. I think we're going to see Charlotte Flair come down.
Hey, Charlotte Flair. So you still going for a Charlotte Flair Ronda Rousey title match at WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be like, just the staying on there. Yeah. We're signing up this one and this one to face Rousey at WrestleMania. But to be honest with you, I think because it's only dirt sheets she's porting that, so I think what you could to get Flair versus Rousey, like a horsewoman thing, leader of the horsewoman.
Yeah, they've been kind of teasing it for a while, haven't they?
Yeah, that is true. There was teasing it and there was building it. There was building up just before the Mae Young thing. So yeah, common sense would say that, but I cannot get the image of Stephanie McMahon out my head at the Rumble, and I'm going for Stephanie McMahon. I think Stephanie McMahon's gonna be the one to come down and be like, who do you think you are coming out here signing contract and this, that, and the third? The reason why I don't say Charlotte is because True says she's fighting Ruby Riott. And if Charlotte comes down, right, and interrupts the proceedings, that's pretty much confirming with you that Charlotte Flair is going to win a match against... But then again...
I'm not sure people are really.
No, Rousey doesn't have to be a title match.
No, it doesn't. It could be
it's still a big match, whichever way you look at it.
You got a point. Now you've got a point. You've got a point now because technically Ruby Riott could win, you know, She could win that match by a Ronda Rousey interference or something. And then going into WrestleMania, it would be on some, well, Charlotte versus Ronda, but like have, you'd have like Becky and, then again,
Bailey and Sasha.
But would that really,
No, because then that would mean signing more MMA fighters. You couldn't have four horsemen versus four horsemen.
Nah, I don't think it would be four horsemen versus four horsewomen. I think it would be more, Charlotte representing her girls versus Ronda representing her girls, and then and their girls will be like supporting on ringside, and then you have them like fighting on the outside of the ring or some shit like that. If anything, you know what I mean.
I think it goes to the same whole same thing with the pay per views. It's not the Special Olympics. There's no thing that says Sasha has to have a WrestleMania moment. Bailey has to have. And that's the problem with women's wrestling. Yeah, I'm trying to think the best way to describe it. Right, the two head up and like, oh, we'll turn this into a field three-way and things like that. Just let it be a legit, straight-up championship belt match. They're constantly trying to give everybody an opportunity with the women's wrestling, when in actual fact, not everybody deserves that opportunity again and again and again.
Yeah. All right.
Keep it like you do the men's, and then that's how it'll be legit.
Now, this is where a part of me agrees with you, Joe, because I know there's so many wicked people, there's so many powerful superstars on the roster now, right? But I also believe in the whole one-on-one factor at WrestleMania. Because one-on-one, you can't tell, sometimes if they build it right, you can't tell who's going to win the match. And that's the spirit of WrestleMania to me. When you have two people that's like equally matched and have built the story up correctly, and you cannot tell who's going to win. And I had that feeling with the Ultimate Warrior. I had that feeling with Bret Shawn. I had that feeling with Rock Austin. I've had that feeling with a few others. Right?
Satan, that all the male wrestlers.
Yeah.
If you can get that same type of thing with a women's match, that's it, you've got gold. And I think you'll get that with just Charlotte and just Ronda.
Charlotte, Ronda,
they'll be able to build that good.
I can write to it. All right then, Joe. I can write to it, but I've got my version of the events. So, Joe, this is what I'm going to do. Don't put this on paper or anything, Matt. Joe, tell me who you think's fighting as far as the Raw title, the Raw Women's title, at WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, you will have Asuka versus Alexa Bliss.
Right. Asuka versus Alexa Bliss. Okay. So you're telling me that Ronda Rousey will face Charlotte as well?
Yes. I don't know if it'll be for the belt, but in all honesty, it doesn't need the belt to make that a hell of a match.
It doesn't, you know. It really doesn't. Okay, so them two to fight. Because in that scenario, I'm thinking Charlotte featuring Becky, Naomi, whoever else, you know what I mean, supporting her versus Ronda and Shayna Baszler and all her girls supporting her, and then they'll all have a rocker outside the ring. And I can see that happening. Okay, very good, very good. Serial killer.
But then that's opening up too. Do you honestly think that Sasha, Bailey, Naomi, whoever, have to have that WrestleMania moment? They'll have to have their WrestleMania moment.
It's not a WrestleMania moment as such because they're just supporting. They're being just supporting.
They're still supporting, but they're still on the payroll. They're still involved at WrestleMania. And that's the whole argument with the women's wrestling, like, what you're saying is, God, yeah, I could totally see it happening, and that is actually probably how it would be booked. But the problem is, they're saying, oh, you don't give women the opportunities. I think they give the women too many opportunities, and that's why it doesn't be, you can't say it's a legit thing.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The roster, as far as the women, is the most it's ever been, and the most powerful it's ever been.
Definitely, you've got some. And that's me. That's something that's like. It's because I want the women's roster to come through so much, and I want it so much to be like the greatest thing ever. But I don't think it's lack of talent, because you've got some fantastically talented women on there.
That's what
it's just, it's booked so badly.
That's what Mia said. That's what Mia said. Oh, okay. You're going Charlotte, Rousey, Alexa, and Asuka. Matt Sacco, what do you see at WrestleMania? This is interesting, man. Seriously.
At WrestleMania, I just the women. I've seen double because I'm going to be smashed out my face. I see Asuka versus Alexa Bliss.
Right.
That's going to happen.
Right.
But Joe has got me thinking about Ruby Riott.
That's what I'm saying.
Winning the belt so that then Rousey faces Charlotte in a non-title match. That's got me thinking.
It has.
Ooh. And then you can have your theatre far away with like Naomi and Becky Lynch.
I'm not sure. The SmackDown picture's nowhere near as clear as the Raw one is.
But if you put the belt on Ruby Riott, then they are fighting for a reason.
Well, you're probably right there. You probably answered the question there, actually, Joe. Then Becky, Naomi, and whoever else, they could jump in there and have a match. It could be pre-showed, but that's how it's going to go. There's a good chance it could be pre-showed, because obviously the main card's you're going to want your Raw title, you're going to want Asuka on that card, and you're going to want Ronda Rousey on that card, innit? So the SmackDown girls might get this and might put on a pre-show. You could have a very good point there. I think you're onto something.
That'd be an appalling waste of talent.
But Joe's onto something.
Yeah, I think how you do it is get rid of one of the bullshit matches for WrestleMania, because they do have bullshit matches. WrestleMania, me and Shorty said, right, all titles are on the line. Great, good one. Get one of the bullshit matches onto the pre-show.
My guess is not all the titles going to be on the line. I'm guessing that not all the titles are going to be on the line, you know. But then again, the current title holders, they hold weight. And you want every title holder right now, you want to see them on the main card at WrestleMania. Cruiserweight, that's a tournament going on, so I don't know about that. But, yeah, every title holder right now, you want to see them on the main card. Oh, man, but if Ruby Riott wins the title from Charlotte after Ronda Rousey interference... Woo! Interesting. I was going the other route. I was going Alexa, Nia, Sasha, Bayley, Fatal 4-Way for Raw title. Because Nia will find herself in there anyway. Because Asuka would flip the script and go after Charlotte on some Empress versus Queen shit. This is where I was going. And then as Ronda Rousey signs her thing, that's when I think Stephanie was going to get involved. I cannot get that picture out of my head with Stephanie. It didn't sit well with me.
Stephanie shook her hand.
She shook her
hand. If it was going to happen, mate, I think she would have done a hand off.
Yeah, but it's the way it happened. It was like a hesitation and a look on Stephanie's face as if to say, yeah, I didn't forget what you did, but, you know, welcome to the WWE.
But Stephanie also runs by the map of Best for Business.
Yes, she does. Oh, boy. It's a big one, people. It's a big one. And you know what? I love it, man. It's fantastic. Yeah, man. Yo, final match. The men's elimination chamber. Because the women got shine at the Royal Rumble. Okay, it's time for the men to take back the driver's seats. All right? Seven of them. Seven. Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, The Miz, Braun Strowman, John Cena, Elias, and my good friend, Double R, Roman Reigns. The winner will fight Brock Lesnar for the World Wrestling Federation Universal Championship. Who's going to win this match? Serial Killer, as I promised, you will go last. Joe, you will go second. I'm going to go first on this one. It's pretty much obvious that Reigns is going to win. But I wonder what this means for Seth Rollins.
I know what this means for Seth Rollins.
Whoa. You're last. Rollins. And then Finn Balor as well. I say Reigns is going to win, but there's a case for Finn Balor, there's a case for Seth Rollins, there's a case for the both of them. Definitely. Without a doubt. You know what I mean? If anyone other than Reigns wins, I'll be shocked. Even if it is Seth Rollins or Finn Balor, I'll be shocked. We could definitely take the Miz out of the equation because he's got Intercontinental belt. He's definitely not winning. John Cena, he worries me. And then I see motherfuckers posting Michelle McCool's Instagram of Undertaker working out. Like, it's like, to me, it's like Black History. It's like, you ain't gonna just, you know, celebrate it at a certain time. What if the Undertaker works out every day? You don't know that. I just don't want Undertaker to fight at WrestleMania. That's all it is. There's an Instagram of Undertaker working out, lifting weights, and now wrestling fans are making that assumption, and that's worrying me. Cena worries me. Miz is the Intercontinental Champion, so I can't see him winning. Elias, nah, but he's going to have a good showing. But there is a case of Finn Balor and Rollins, but I'm definitely going for Roman. Write this down, serial killer. Write it down. Roman Reigns to win. I'm going for the obvious choice, man. Word up. But I can't see who Roman Reigns would fight other than Brock Lesnar. Really don't. You know what I mean? Them two, the only guys who defeated The Undertaker, it's only right that these two clash to find out whose yard it really is on some, you know
it
what I mean?
It writes itself, doesn't it?
Yeah. And whether the fans like it or not, more likely not, that's how it's going. So I'll suck it up and shut up. Joe, who won this match? And more importantly, what does this mean for the other guys?
Right, I did actually see after WrestleMania last year, you would see Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania this year. So that prediction has not changed in all this time. Although I do so want Braun Strowman to win, I really do, more than anything, it's going to be Roman Reigns.
So, there's a case with Braun Strowman then?
Yeah, I want him to win. I want him to win so bad. But it's going to be Roman Reigns, and that's my official prediction, is Roman Reigns.
Right.
Because I predicted it last year.
See, the way I got it figured, as far as Braun Strowman, right? You know that evil Triple T wants to get up in that card as well.
Triple T.
That dirty evil Triple T. And that last image of Survivor Series. Oh man, they could still pull the trigger with that shit.
Actually popped out.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And Triple T, I can see him somehow entering the chamber from underneath or something and using the hammer and licking down Strowman. And
I hope that doesn't happen.
I know you want him to win at it. Oh man.
Yeah, but I hope Triple H doesn't get involved. Hate bullshittery like that. I'd like to see Strowman versus Triple H at WrestleMania.
But not like that.
In another way. Yeah, not like that.
Okay. Cool. Alright, serial killer, the stage is yours. Who's won this match? And more importantly, what does this mean for the other guys?
Well, this match isn't just to see who faces Brock Lesnar, Big Les at WrestleMania. It's there to set up a lot of different feuds for WrestleMania.
Thank you. See you.
Okay.
You got too much brains.
Has been said.
Intelligent wrestling fans!
Right, so I think easy way to get Braun out of the match without making it look weird is to have everyone else in the chamber just gang up on him. You know, multiple finishers.
Yeah.
Get him out of that way. Possible triple teeth, teethery, I don't know. But one thing, I'll throw it out to the two of you. Who's one of the biggest stars on Raw who we haven't seen for a month and a half, 2 months? Due to injury?
Samoa Joe?
Yep. So, who's Samoa Joe had a few run-ins with?
The last time I saw Samoa Joe, he mashed up Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, but Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Shield.
So, Samoa, I can see, because obviously Seth Rollins got no plans for Mania at the minute. So honestly, Samoa Joe is going to go after Seth Rollins.
Whoa! Let me tell you something. Samoa Joe, right? He already finished last year's WrestleMania. He was already called up, but he wasn't on WrestleMania. He can't miss two in a row.
No. At WrestleMania, I've just got a gut feeling. Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe. Because I've already got some story to that, having him when he busted up Seth's knee. Obviously, having attacked him recently as well.
Yeah.
So,
Braun's
out the equation because he's got Samoa Joe. Braun's out the equation because they'll just all gang up on him.
Yeah.
Miz is out the equation because, well, Intercontinental Championship.
Right.
I'm not sure what's going down with Cena. I hope to God the bell doesn't toll.
Cena worries the hell out of me. I just sincerely hope that Undertaker's just working out because he just wants to keep himself fit.
Because he just wants to work out.
Right, exactly. Well, exactly.
Roman wins this match in the most predictable match in all of Chamber history. But it's going to be an entertaining match. There's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think it'll be absolutely superb. I don't know what the plans are with Finn Balor either.
Well,
I'd love to see Balor versus Lesnar, to be honest. Although,
yeah, same here.
We're not going to. Because Heyman teased it a few times, didn't he? How he saw Balor as a good opponent for Brock. But I can't see that happening. Roman Reigns wins this, hands down. I'd bet everything I own on it. But I think we're going to see an appearance from Samoa Joe.
I'm looking forward to this shit. What do you think, folks? You can follow us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. And yo, Joe, what have you got going leading up to the Elimination Chamber, man? What sort of refreshments are you going to take with you?
Me?
Yeah, you. What sort of refreshments? What are you going to have? You're going to have a pizza? You're going to have some rice and beans? You're going to have a Chinese? Or what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It's not going to be a KFC. I'm still in the hot for them. And the chances are the feminists will have still stole the chicken. I think I'll have Max Choice and have some Cocoa Pops.
Whoa! You're jumping on the cereal game? Oh, shit!
The cereal game is strong in my house.
The cereal game? Wow! Yo, serial killer, what serials you got back there that you're leading up for the pay-per-view, man?
Ooh, I have got my Sainsbury's own Frosty Flakes. I've been hitting those quite hard, actually. They're really nice. They are my cereal of choice at the minute, although last week I was on the Cocoa Pops.
Just
depends what mood I'm in.
Have you tried Sainsbury's own brand Cocoa Pops?
No.
They are very nice. You must try them.
Hey, yo, Cocoa Pops is the only cereal I will have cold with cold milk. I can't ride to cold cereal at all on the Cocoa Pops. It's got to be hot milk, otherwise forget it. Word up, man.
Like the cornflakes you have with hot milk?
Yes.
You fucking degenerate. Is this a rhyme? It goes sloppy? What? I'm more shocked at than when you announced that you was happily eat horse meat. That didn't bother us. Or the fact that you eat cats didn't bother us. So the fact that you have popcorn flakes, I am absolutely disgusted.
Hey, I was raised up to believe that hot milk on cereal is always the way forward, never cold unless it's Cocoa Pops. That's how I've been raised. I apologize.
I am gonna have serious words with your mommy.
Hey, yo, you're on your own with that one, Joe. You know what I mean? You're on your own. I don't wanna open up the Joe Chapman phone now, you know. It'll be a sad day. Hey, yo, as for me, before that said, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, cereals, I don't even fuck with cereal like that. you know what I mean? I do have my phases, but right now I'm not on that cereal, man. You know, I'm still looking for my big piece of chicken, and I will find it at Dixie's, and that's how it's going, man. I want my big piece of chicken, that's how I feel like. I'm very hungry. I hope you all enjoy the same with you. And remember, don't complain on the internet Monday morning because Roman Reigns has won the chamber. That's not the point, motherfucker. It's over. Be out.